Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Doug Mallard.
Hey, Doug Benson.
Hey, Todd Glass.
Hey, Doug Benson and Ryan.
Yeah, that's our producer, Ryan, that you don't hear from much on the show itself. Of course, my co-host is Doug Mallard. Do you guys know each other?
Maybe back from old Cap City days. We've partied in groups before, but I don't think we've ever worked together or anything.
Yeah, but I know when I saw your picture, I knew who you were.
Yeah. Back in them old Cap days.
Wow, Cap City Comedy Club. Don't get me started.
That's sad.
Why? What are you mad at it?
Well, I have great affection for it because of some of the people over the years, and I've had just some of the best times of my, you know, comedy career there. But later, when I knew about comedy, I don't know why they built these cavernous hangars as their go-to clubs.
Oh yeah, clubs are definitely too big. But I performed there like right before things started really getting locked down. But there was still some fear, and I was happy for once to be like in a club with a really high ceiling because I felt safer.
Oh, true.
Yeah, boy, that would be true for the. And then oddly enough, they're closed during the pandemic. So
yeah, so it doesn't matter how big it is.
It was an institution. There's no doubt about that. And they didn't build it. The present owners didn't build it. The other guys who built it had like three clubs, and every time they built a club, like, I was always curious to talk to them and go, do you feel differently about low ceilings, or do you know about it but didn't adhere to it? Like, I'm not sure which it was.
Yeah, well, low ceilings are the best for comedy, but the worst for COVID. So it's it's our favorite low ceiling clubs are also the scariest places to go back into at this point.
Yeah.
But let's play the theme song. Todd, I want you to hear the theme song because I want to hear your thoughts about it.
Oh, I bet I'll love it.
Okay, we'll see.
In case you're playing it, I don't hear it.
Are you serious? You couldn't hear it?
No, nothing.
Did Todd go deaf?
Producer Ryan, why couldn't he hear it?
I like how he blamed me right away.
We heard it. I heard it for sure.
I like how Ryan, instead of thinking something went wrong technically, oh my God, Todd went deaf for 10 seconds.
You did hear it?
No, I did not hear it.
Okay, because it felt weird that you would talk during it.
Well, after I didn't hear anything for a while, I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm supposed to be here. I thought first 10 seconds, I thought maybe there's a glitch. I just wanted to let you guys figure it out. And then I thought maybe they're playing it and I'm not hearing it.
That is so weird. Why wouldn't he hear it, Ryan?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, play it again.
I love it. I heard it that time. Can I tell you, I oddly did something that maybe let me hear it. At first, I just pressed, you know how you're on the screen. It doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? I heard it. I love it.
Oh, okay, good. It's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, who did it?
What's that?
Who did it?
It's a relative of mine by marriage is a drummer who plays in a metal band. and I asked him to, whip up a theme song. And he also, that's his daughter who's singing along.
Oh, I love it. And also, I love jingles overall, and they're fun to get. They're, you know, they give you something to live for in these hard times.
They sure do. It's November 19th, 2020, and our guest today is longtime friend and America's top comedian, Todd Glass.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm just reading that that's what it says in your bio on the
no,
internet,
it doesn't.
Is that you're the top comedian.
No, it doesn't. Don't you swear?
No, I don't swear.
Oh, okay.
I like to keep it clean.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here. I know that you probably aren't really, you know, I know you haven't listened to Wide World of Doug's. So I'll tell you what the premise of the show is. Me and my friend Doug decided to have a podcast, and then that's pretty much where the ideas ended.
When you say, hold on, when you and your friend Doug, you are Doug.
Yeah, I'm Doug. I'm other Doug.
Oh, well then why did I say Ryan?
Because Ryan was on before.
Confused, because he's the producer of the show, and he said hi to you at the beginning before we started taping.
Oh, okay. I got it now. Thank you. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Todd. Play that theme song one more time. No, just joking.
Yeah. Let's start over.
But that's what the show is now, is we just bring guests on and confuse them.
No, I get it. I'm not confused. Hello, Doug. Hello, Ryan. And hello, Doug, too. We call you D2 now.
D2-3PO.
I call him Melly Mel because that's, you know, his last name is Mellard. And he calls me DB. But that's if we have guests on that are, going to be confused because they don't know one or both of us. But as we were saying, Todd, you've run across Doug Mellard in the Austin comedy scene. And now Doug is a Los Angeles comedian, but currently, what's the expression for it? Quarantined up in New Mexico.
Oh, yep. Well, cool. Are you liking it there?
I love it. Santa Fe is a beautiful city. And
yeah, and what made you pick that, like to go there and quarantine?
Well, my in-laws have a house here and they couldn't get here. And, kind of ended there. It seemed like the right thing to do. Lower cases.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Outside, kind of.
Well, I love it. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to share. He and his wife had to live with her parents for a little bit of the quarantine.
Yeah, a month, yeah.
A month of it. That sounds like hell to me.
Is it nothing to do with them? Just living with anybody's parents would suck?
They're lovely people, easy to get along with. They're really funny, real fun. But, you know, there's certain behavior that has to change. You can't just walk around nude or whatever, you know. I mean, yeah. I guess you could, but it might
be. I bet your wife loves that they're gone now, so you're walking around nude all the time. Yeah, playing with the dog while you're naked.
You know, it's funny. I will admit, if I'm all by myself, not even walk around nude, but like my washer and dryer's out back, I might take off my clothes after I work out and then walk to the bathroom naked. And that even makes me feel a little uncomfortable. But when I'm with somebody, even a significant other, no matter how long we're in a relationship, I never walked around nude. I'm not judging anyone that does it. All is comfort level. But I don't know why. I'm just not comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
It's nice.
I don't do a ton of that. I just, go to the bathroom, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now I love to jack off in the Vaughn's parking lot. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Wait, Doug, you take off your clothes to go to the bathroom? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, I mean, just like, going from the bedroom to the bathroom to shower, that kind of, just little thing.
Yeah, I get it.
And I meant more like just walk around in my boxers or whatever,
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really do that with the in-laws there.
Yeah.
That's why when you're on the road and somebody says, like, even in the beginning of your career where it might have helped you, now the clubs pay for the hotels, it doesn't matter. But even then, like, I would say, no, just getting up at somebody else's house. It's just like, it's not fun.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you know them really well and you're sharing a house with people. But if it's someone that you're not a friend with, then it's just awkward. Going to the bathroom, or are they going to hear you? Ugh.
Today, when I went to the bathroom, my butt made a noise that sounded like hip hip. And so I just quietly said to myself, hooray.
Should we just end the podcast on that?
That's it. Yes. Thanks for coming, everybody. Appreciate your time.
Hooray.
I'm going to tell Todd more about our podcast that he's now a part of. We got into a little bit in earlier episodes and we'll do it again today. People's names, you know, the first name you're given, you know, your first name that your parents choose is can really have a strong effect and impact on the life you lead. And so the first question I want to ask you, Todd, is how have you been with the name Todd? Are you like, do you like it? Or was there periods of time where in your life where you weren't that into it? Or
I don't know if I was serious or joking, but I used to say, like when I was like 12, 13, 16, 17 in that area, there's no Todds must die early because I don't know any Grandpa Todds or Uncle Todds. Now you do, but back then you didn't. So that was always, I guess I had to come to terms that it was a newer name, you know. And then George Carlin had that bit about, remember when people had names? Now there's Todd. I was like, oh.
Well, that must have scarred you to have a great comedian like that saying Todd's not really a name.
Luckily, I got the irony, and at least it wasn't socially punching the wrong person, so I was fine with that. But
that's what we have to deal with as Dougs, is that it's often like, and I feel Todd's kind of the same way. It's often a name that, like, when a character walks in and they go, "Oh, Doug's here," it's usually like it's already supposed to be kind of funny.
Yeah, Todd.
Yeah, here comes Todd.
And then like there was Bill that Murray character on SNL.
SNL.
Right, with Bill Murray and the great, I'm forgetting her name, and it's embarrassing.
Gilda Radner.
No, I'm just Gilda Radner. To figure it out. Gilda Radner, yeah.
Yeah, Gilda Radner, of course.
Yeah, Todd, stop it, Todd.
Todd.
Have you seen Noogies?
But then my full name, Todd Glass, about, you know, when I started doing comedy and then into that, I never thought that was a good name. I knew there were names I wanted. Johnny Colorado, I thought would have been a great stage name.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm okay with Todd Glass. I like, because people be like, oh, that's a good stage name. And you think maybe they're just saying it, but then you're like, okay, I'm all right. So I'm fine with Todd Glass now as an adult.
I think Glass is a cool last name.
Yeah, it's a rad stage name. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the Todd part that I have a problem with.
Thank you.
Like Doug and I didn't know a lot of Dougs growing up. Did you know other people named Todd?
No, I didn't. I knew one Todd, and you know, now I'm an adult. I can understand people that are, you know, different. Back then, I just thought he was really weird, and he was a friend of my parents' kid. And then there was another Todd that I knew that was okay. But yeah, the one Todd that we knew real well, he was really weird. And I was like, oh, does my name have to be Todd?
That guy had a screw loose.
But I knew two Todds, two Todds, T2. I tried to actually wanting a nickname. I'm not even joking. And this is when I was like 20. So I wasn't 13. When I was 20, I knew this kid, his name was E4 because he was Edward IV. And in his family, it was just easier to call him E4. And I, not jokingly, seriously tried to call myself T1, and that would not stick.
T1.
It just sounds like a type of car or something.
I was like, call me T1. I thought it might stick, you know?
I mean, we could start doing it now if you'd like.
Now I'm all right. I tried a few. One was I knew I was someone's on their speed dial back in like 90. I was a 7. So I'm like, just call me 7. But that didn't stick either. Now I just decided Todd would be okay.
There was a whole episode of Seinfeld where they were arguing over people wanted to name their baby 7 because they thought it would be such an original name to give a baby.
Why? Is it good luck?
No, just because, you know, they were thinking that it just sounded cool because people don't usually name their kids numbers. So they thought, you know.
George
Costanza came up with it.
And then there's a lot of names that eventually work for somebody. But if I was a parent, even though I get it, there's some names I would not sign off on because I would think it would make a kid's life too hard. Forget about the last name. Even sometimes last names, people should fucking change.
Right.
But first names, you're giving your kid a hard name. I don't know the reason behind it. Have you guys ever talked about that type of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, if you do have an odd name, if you have a Todd name, it can be a little rough. But also, it feels like people that have strange names often become, you know, that kind of launches them into celebrity a little bit because they're already unusual and getting extra attention just because of their name. So that's why I think a lot of celebrity names, there's a lot of celebrities with kind of weird names.
Yeah. And then it becomes cool. So basically sometimes, you know, I would just tap out and let people name their kids whatever they want. Cause it might, you know, might sort of, it's fine. Maybe their grandparents were named that name. I don't know. But, and also a kid can always change what people call him very easily.
And some kids get stuck with a nickname that they hate just because they, you know, they shit their pants once and the rest of their life they're called Shardy or something, you know.
I know there was a kid growing up, I don't even know if it's true, but they used to call him Whack Whack Louderback because his parents owned a moving company called Louderback Moving Company. And the legend has it that he got caught masturbating in the bathroom. This is like when I was 18. And then they said his name, when I met him, his name was already, Whack Whack. And then I don't know if he liked that or not, but you never know.
I would imagine not.
There's people Googling.
It sounds like a duck with a speech impediment.
Whack.
Louder back. Yeah.
Whack, whack, louder back.
Yeah, that's a... Do you have any way to get in touch with that guy? See if people still call him that as an older adult?
Well, I haven't mentioned this even in 20 years. And I was thinking, I was going to say before that I wonder if people right now are Googling Louderback Moving Company. Does it even still exist?
Oh, yeah.
Is anyone there? You know, how about Ryan? This is when Ryan should step in.
Ryan is like probably barely paying attention at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'm so pissed at him.
But he can look it up if he wants to.
Oh, how do you spell
Louderback?
Hey, everybody. Producer Ryan here. looks like they are still in business. Lansdale, wow. PA.
There you go. That's right.
Wow. So he probably took over the company, the Whack Whack.
What if you called just to see and he,
yeah,
they answer, he goes, Whack Whack, can I help you?
Louderback Moving Services, Whack Whack speaking.
Yeah, whoa. Right, that's how. Louderback, oh, Whack Whack, how can I help you?
Do you think they would get it if somebody call, if they got a phone call and somebody just asked for Whack Whack?
Oh my God.
Is Whack Whack there?
I don't want to even send trouble someone's way, but they'd have to. I mean, see, I don't know if it's even true, but I know that was definitely what they would call him. Maybe they didn't call them that to his face. See, now I'm getting nervous because what if that's something they never said to his face?
Oh God!
Knew him peripherally, and my friend. I'm starting to exclude all names now. But a friend of mine told me the story, and she goes, "I go." But I knew the guy, but I didn't know him well. But definitely the story's true. Now, what if, they just said that behind his back? I don't think they did. I think they said it to him. So I'm going to be okay with it.
It's going to come back to him after 30 years.
Hello, Louderback. Wait, is it a furniture store?
No, it's a moving company.
Okay. Hello, Louderback Moving Company. Hey, is Whack Whack there? No, he went south for the winter. how do you feel about people that give their kids, like they have multiple kids and they give them all names that begin with the same letter?
Oof.
Oof. I guess it's all right. You know, I'm so opinionated in so many ways, like, you know, social issues. I get so, and then when it comes to something like this, I think, should I just say, I guess I'm all right with it. I mean, seems like, I don't know. I would want to come up with names I liked rather than being locked within an initial. So I would never do it myself, but if it works for other people.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's like, alliterative where they give them the first names begins with the same letter as the last name. Like, how would you feel if your parents, if your name was Gary Glass?
I'd rather not, but I guess.
Okay. I'm sorry, Todd, but that's your name now. It's Gary Glass.
Oh, no, no, dog. Are you still there?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to put a stop to this. I think as kids, you would probably like the alliteration when you're small. And then as you got older, you just massive eye roll every time you have to introduce your family. Total embarrassment.
It's hard. Like, also when your name goes from, you know, like, Peter to Pete or Sammy to Sam, like to get people to go with it, you know. But I always, you know, I'll go with it if somebody, whatever it wants, whatever they want to be called.
I don't know why anyone named Richard would be okay with being called Dick.
Doug, it's too serious of a conversation, and it seems like it's a silly conversation. I don't and will never get that. And I knew somebody, and I used to be embarrassed when they were coming over. So I would just say Rich, even though that's not the name they went by. I don't understand that. Like, why would you be okay with Dick? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Have you ever asked somebody? You should get someone on this show that their name is Dick. And find out why they're okay with that. Why they didn't put that to a halt at a very young age.
Not a bad idea. I'll never understand.
It's a weird one. But I also I don't get how you extrapolate. I don't know how you get Dick out of Richard.
Well, yeah, that's another. That's a whole nother.
My name's William. Call me Dick. It doesn't make any sense.
What, William to Bill? Robert to Bob, you know, like there's a lot of names like that, but Richard to Dick is definitely the weirdest one.
Yeah. But it's also just funny that they're like Todd was saying, like Rich is a perfectly good shortening of Richard. You know, Rob is a perfectly good shortening of Robert and Will is perfectly good for William. I don't know where they get these Bills, Bobs and Dicks.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever Googled that? Like, cause we're talking about two things now. One is, okay, why, how did it happen? And two, okay, it happened. It's done. Why would you like? I knew when I was younger, he was older. So for him, I was like, oh, he's like a 60-year-old guy. His name's Dick. He doesn't care about life. You know, he's just 60, ready to die. Mom, I'm kidding, obviously, but it is true. But then I knew someone younger, and then I was like, I never asked them, and we were close friends, and I never said, hey, why do you go by Dick? Like, don't you want to? It's just too much. It's like, really? There's an elephant in the room every time you say your name.
An elephant dick.
Hi, I'm Wendy, but my friends call me Vagina. What?
Right.
It's well, the that's same just because she has a windy vagina.
Wow. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, we're really figuring this shit out. Finally, somebody's got to the bottom of this stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to think now, what dicks do we know? Do we know anyone named Dick?
I mean, famous. So that helps a little, but what, like Dick Clark or Dick Cavett or Dick?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of any, like, are there any young comedians named Dick something?
I can't think of one.
I can't either.
So maybe it's been kind of phased out.
Oh, maybe when that happened, although no, when my friend, was there a period where Dick did not mean penis? And then, but still, still, Doug, your question has to be answered. That's a separate question. But I get it. If Dick never meant penis, then why? Then, okay, you don't mind, however, the nickname happened. But how did the nickname happen? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. How and when did this start?
And someone knows the answer. Don't you think there's an answer to this question?
Let's get a Dick expert on. Let's get a urologist.
Yes. Call urology places and ask them, your listeners, say, I know I have a weird question. I don't want you to think I'm a lunatic, but how did the name Dick get started?
Yeah, would whack whack
I'm fascinated
know?
With the idea of young Dick. Like, <Whoa. laughs> like, I mean, also because like they call a little Dick, they call Dickie.
Dickie, right? Barrett from the Boston's and the announcer on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yeah, Dickie.
Which
I'm looking at Dick's famous Dicks, and they all tend to be full grown adults. That you're saying, you know, like Dick Van Dyke, he's old, so like sure, Dick.
But it's funny when I think of Dickie Barrett, I never even blinked at that. That just sounded like a cool name. Actually, I didn't ever. Here's Dickie Barrett, but it is Dickie.
Right. But Dickie does sound better for some reason.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Like, did people call Richard Pryor Dick?
Dick Pryor. No, they did. Because I knew a lot of Richards. I even know a Richard that my friend went out with, and he never referenced, it was never even a joke. It was never brought up. It was like, his name was Rich. I know another Richie, friend of mine's kid, Richie, never brought up. I think, how does it happen? I'm not even joking. Like, again, forget about why it happened and how did that become a slang name? Okay, put that aside. Then who lets that happen?
Well, you know that big guy that plays Jaws in the James Bond movies, and he's got the metal teeth, and he was in a ton of movies because he was just a huge man. His name is Richard Kiel, but his friends called him Dick Kiel.
Wow.
I would not be able to call it. I mean, maybe I would call a giant man Dick if he requested it.
Call me Dick.
Yeah. Dick Wolf. Dun dun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I can't find any young Dick.
It's so silly. It's like I want to say, well, Todd, maybe you need to grow up. But no, look, certain things are what they are. And when you're a kid, you don't want to break it down and analyze and go, why is that silly? It just is. So I'm like, I want to know, like, at a certain age, like, I would just never let that happen. And if it ever started, like I have a friend, this might sort of relate a little, but how you have to stop and you can't stop a nickname sometimes, but what you want to be called. And his name was Harrison, which is a great name. And he told me once when people used to call him Harry, he couldn't overreact. He wanted to stop it, but he couldn't overreact because then it would stick for Harry. So he'd go, I always go by Harrison because in my family, there were two Harrisons. There was, and one went by Harry and the other went by Harrison. That's, so whenever I hear Harry, I just never respond. But he didn't act like he minded. It was just, and then he goes, and that worked, which he said was a lie. But if he went, what are you calling me Harry for? My name's Harrison. That then they would just get off on calling him Harry. So he made up this story and then it just worked. And then when he said why, like, oh, I won't even respond to Harry. So don't even try it.
I think that like Dick like became a kind of a okay thing to call one half of a comedy duo, because there was two famous comedy duos, the Smothers Brothers and Rowan and Martin, where one of the two guys is named Dick. And so it's funny to be like, it's a funny word kind of subliminally to be throwing around all the time without it actually being about penis, to just be like going, listen, Dick, or hey, Dick. Like, it just is already kind of funny.
You Dick think Butkus, they knew that?
Dick Butkus, can you imagine? Why would a person
what's wrong
with the last name Butkus be like, call me Dick?
You know, I met a couple after a show in the Helium in Phoenix in Portland. It doesn't even matter. But anyway,
and which was it?
It was Portland. And I remember we were sitting at the bar after the show, and somehow it was a guy and his wife, and they were a young couple, and he had some last name that was like, it doesn't really matter, but it was like, what are the weird last names, like Wiener or, you know, and she didn't really want it. And whatever she told me her last name was really cool. And I told them, I was out of the bar, but I was being serious. I said, can I tell you something? And I said to his wife, you're going to like this. What, tell me what this is about. Why do you like this? What is it, your identity now? Is it like, be honest with me. Like, why wouldn't you want to just take her last name and not put your whole family through this? And she's, when I said identity, she goes, I think that's what it is. And that's the bulk of the conversation that I remember. But I remember thinking I could help her. Like, if he hears it from a third party, just not mincing words, just fucking stop it already. Change your name. You'll get used to it.
It didn't go through to them?
Well, she loved it, but I don't think it changed his mind.
Yeah. Jerks.
Yeah, some dicks can't be persuaded. Can't be convinced that it's a terrible name, I guess.
I mean, you might go Peter. Peter is also, but it's not as I don't even need to say it. Everyone knows what I mean. Yes, we get it. Peter also could mean it, but it's not as bad. And guess what? If my name was Peter, I'd probably just go with Pete.
Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes. Peter Holmes.
Yeah, I'm really interested. This Dick thing is really fascinating to me because, like, also there's the great comedian Dick Gregory. Like, it's like, but it's like, how did they get through their young years being called Dick all the time? I mean, I understand why Dick Cheney became so terrible because everybody was calling him a dick his entire life.
Oh.
But then a lot of dicks are just super chill, nice people, you know, like that's, you know, I guess part of it is it just depends on, you know, whether you're going to want to lash out at people for calling you that your whole life.
And it's funny because when I hear Dick Gregory, I don't want to overthink it now. I don't think about that, to be honest. I just think, oh, Dick Gregory. Like, I don't
right,
think.
Right, yeah, because he's a distinguished, like Dick Van Patten, he was the father on Eight is Enough. And
yeah.
A respected comedy actor. So, you know, everybody was cool with him being named Dick.
But aren't you also curious where that started? Which is, again, the separate question.
I found a possible origin. Do you guys want me to read it?
Sure.
Yes.
It says the name Richard is very old and was popular during the Middle Ages. In the 12th and 13th centuries, everything was written by hand, and Richard nicknames like Rich and Rick were common just to save time. Rhyming nicknames were also common, and eventually Rick gave way to Dick and Hick.
Hick?
Hick. I've never heard Hick, but...
Oh, my God. That's what I want to call the next Richard I meet.
Can I tell you? I think that's that's probably the right answer.
Yeah, I guess they just wanted to rhyme.
Got it from the internet, so it's probably true.
Well, it's not always true, you know.
How crazy was it? How crazy was this that on Bewitched, Dick York was replaced by Dick Sargent?
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird that just one Dick leaves and another Dick comes along?
There was a producer that was like, this is how it has to happen. I'll only cast a Dick.
We got to get a new Dick in here. There's a new Dick in town. But yeah, Dick Gaudier, Dick Shawn, like a lot of comedic personalities from TV and movies and stand-up are named Dick. But I can't think of any ones that exist now other than like, you know, Andy Dick, but that doesn't count.
Oh, Andy Richard?
Yeah.
Andy Richards, right? It's
why didn't he change it? Well, this is, I'm so glad we got so deep into Dick because we've been
so silly.
We've been talking about Dougs for a long time, and it's nice to change it up. Let's go to a brief commercial break and we'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We're back. That wasn't so bad, was it, Todd?
No, that was great. I love when there's a quick commercial break.
We're here with Todd Glass and talking about dicks. And Todd Barry is a Todd that I know.
Yes.
Very funny comedian. And then I think that might be it for me with Todds. Do you know any Todds, Doug?
Just Todd Barry as well, I believe. Todd McFarlane, a famous artist, but I don't know him.
Right?
Just yeah, I don't know any. It.
Who's the most famous Todd, do you think? Is it Todd Glass?
Well, the way you find out is you ask Siri who each of us are, and then if it answers both, then it's a tie. If it doesn't answer, then you know.
You can just ask Siri a question like that?
Well, it'll come up sometimes, and sometimes it won't. Are you near Siri?
We're always near Siri.
I'm not near a Siri.
But I am. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, I knew it. Todd Merriman.
No. Hold on. Siri. Siri. Oh, no. Lexa. Lexa. Who is... Hold on. Do I say Siri or Alexa? The thing you put in my house. I get confused.
The one in your house is Alexa.
Alexa. Who is Todd Barry?
According to Wikipedia, Todd Barry is an American stand-up comedian, actor, and voice actor, best known for his deadpan comedy. Barry was born in the Bronx, New York, and grew up in Florida. He graduated from the University of Florida.
How long is Alexa going to talk about this?
All right, listen, Alexa, enough already. Now, hold on.
According to Wikipedia.
Stop, Alexa.
God, she loves Todd Barry.
She really does.
Okay, here we go. Alexa, who is Todd Glass?
According to Wikipedia, Todd Stephen Glass is an American stand-up comedian originally from Philadelphia.
Okay, so it's a tie still. Alexa, pipe it.
This leads to a random another question. The name Alexa from here on out, is that just done?
It does seem like a weird choice to give to your child, because, like, especially if you're like yelling across the house, you know, which Alexa are you asking yeah. for? The one that's going to tell you all about Todd Barry, or the one that's your child?
Well, shouldn't you be able to change the name on these? I tried once. I remember asking somebody about 3 years ago, hey, can we change what we call it? And I don't remember what answer I ever got back.
Oh, that'd be a good one, too. I'd like to ask Siri, hey, do you mind if I call you something else? And then if Siri says yes, then just start calling it that other name.
Let's try it, just out of curiosity. Okay. Alexa, can I call you something else?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa.
What?
Can you do anything but Google shit?
Here's something I found on the web. According to MondayMag.com, a Google Maps search of Schitt's Creek brings up the location of Bob's garage.
Oh, I know. Alexa, pipe it.
She must just go off about things sometimes. Are you ever just having a conversation in your home, Todd, and you ask a question and Alexa starts yapping about it?
Yeah, it's the only time, and I don't think it has, I don't doubt the government listens to, you know, all that shit. I don't doubt it, but I don't think it's then. But it freaks you out because you're all, you know, you're sitting around, and you're like, what the fuck?
Right. It's easy to set off sometimes. One funny prank with Alexa is you set a timer. You have a friend, let's say your friend Dave's coming over. About midway into the time that Dave's going to be there, set a reminder for Siri or Alexa to say, time to assassinate your friend Dave or whatever. It's a nice little joke. Nice little joke.
And it is so fun to do, and I forget. And I will give credit about a comedian, Jack Hackett, and also Cam Gavinsky. Every time they come hang out at my house, they do it. And it cracks me up. Like, they leave, and it's like hours later, and it goes, Todd, don't forget to jerk off vigorously. And it's like, and then I never think there's another one coming for some reason. And then a few hours later, it's just so funny.
Can they do that to yours?
Yeah, they just.
Oh, I didn't know anyone could command it or whatever. That's great.
Well, it doesn't. They're not set up to just know the voice of their so-called owner. You know, they have free will.
True.
Oh, man. I never thought about that. That's such a if I ever go to somebody's house again, I'm definitely going to set up there. So if you just have to say, Alexa, at 11 p.m., don't forget to remind me to, you know, whatever, and then it'll do it.
Yeah, and I think if I remember correctly, it says it in their voice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but, really?
Which I didn't ask any questions about that night, but I do remember they just did it like a week ago. And one of them they did while I was there, because I just got up to go to the bathroom. We were hanging out back. And when I got back, I forget what it said, but it was so funny. He couldn't wait to do it. It was something negative, like, hey, don't forget to, you know, get your friends out of there because they're boring, you know, after 9. And then they go, but no one could hear it saying it. So all of a sudden Jack's like, wait, Todd, what? What is Alexa saying? Hold on, everyone quiet. What is it saying? And then when it said it, he goes, oh God, that is so offensive. So pushing the bit.
That's great.
I'm sorry. That story sucked. And because of it, I'm going to take my
life. These are great friends.
Alexa, tell Todd to remember to kill himself later.
Oh, this got dark.
You know, one time I told a friend of mine, trying to get people to stay here. It is dark, but it's like the sense, you know, most comedians joke about it. And we also get that it's sad too. But I had a friend, they were all getting ready to leave. And I told Rory Scovel, and I go, all right, well, I'm probably just going to kill myself, to be honest. Cause like lately I've been a little depressed, and when you guys are around it, you know, so I'll just probably kill myself. And then they left at around 11. And then at about 12 o'clock, Rory texted me, Todd, just reminding you to kill yourself. I was like, I was laying in bed, kicking my feet up in the air because it's so silly. Like, don't forget to kill yourself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I wish Rory was still with us.
Oh, I loved him. He was great. But you know what? He's at a good place. He's at peace.
Yeah, he's got a family now.
He has a family now.
I don't hear from him as much now that he's got a family. Todd is also a last name sometimes.
Yeah, I did have a friend. Harrison's last name was Todd.
What? Harry Todd?
And I remember one time, you know, stories are so long ago that you get you remember the gist of them. But I remember getting pulled over in his car. I was driving his car, and somehow the cop was like, wait, your name's Todd Todd? I go, oh, no, this is not my car, or something like something happened in that nature. But yeah, his last name was Todd, Harrison Todd. Now, that's a pretty good name, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I don't think I mind Todd as a last name, but it's another thing that gets weird when people's last names sound like first names. Some of them are, you know, hard to get used to.
You know, with this, I know I'm morphing into another subject, but with, I don't know if it's with my dyslexia or, you know, what it is, but I also, and also you want to remember people's names. You want to remember when you've had a friend for years and now they have a new significant other, and you want to remember their name. But what throws me as an MC when, you know, if I'm MCing a show or, you know, more back in the day, but I still MC shows here and there. And I wonder how many we could think of. Greg, Craig, Carolyn, Caroline. I know Brian Regan has a bit about that. Those names, like, why the fuck is that? Did that ever happen? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That there's such a thing as a Carolyn and a Caroline, like it's spelled exactly the same way, but two different pronunciations.
Well, or they're spelled different, but Craig and Greg, like really?
Yeah, it's they've got a, you know, much like I was saying, Doug's, you know, kind of have a complex for being like considered to be like, you know, a silly name or a goofy name. I think that people that have a name that's so similar to another name, they must also kind of develop a complex because they probably get people saying the wrong one a lot. And some are very snappy about telling you when you say their name wrong. And others just let it go. Like co-host of this show, Doug Mellard. I call him Doug Mallard for the longest time. He never corrected me.
It happens too often. I gave up a long time
ago. Yeah, he just gives up on it, Todd. What do you think about that?
Well, I'd rather that because, listen, if somebody is doing it on purpose, then you're somebody you probably wouldn't want to hang out with. And that happens, but very rare. It happens, okay, for someone that might be going through that at a workplace where a hierarchy where they're purposely forgetting your name. But most of the time, overwhelmingly, they're just accidentally doing it. It makes you feel like shit when you fuck up someone's name. So I would lean towards what you do because at least it's not making someone feel uncomfortable. But there's probably middle grounds because, hey, I know what it's like to have someone spell my name with one D and I don't like it. I would never say anything, but it's like, hey, what are you, T-O-D, really? But yeah, I mean, I want to say someone's name properly, but if the fact that you don't say anything at all, you just don't take it personally. I bet if you
it's an easy mistake and it's a weird last name. It's whatever ancestor's fault. It's not the person that's saying it wrong. And that's like if somebody has a similar name and they get upset, that's on the parent. That's not on the person saying it, you know?
Right, right. And also tell me if I'm correct. If you're going to get in a long-term friendship with somebody when it's relevant to just maybe correct them, do you do that sometimes?
Sometimes, but honestly, like at one point I had a relative ask me, do you say Millard or Mellard? And that was the first time where I heard it as an option. I was like, I thought you had to stick with what you were born with, but she was in real estate and she went with Millard because she thought that more people heard it correctly that way or spelled it correctly. But
then some people jump to Mallard because that's a word they know.
Right, right.
And but because you have duck lips.
Well, and duck Mallard. It's so close to that.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's wild. Daffy Duck Mallard is here.
New nickname. T1 and Duck Mallard.
Also, though, Todd, T-O-D, when they spell it that way, that's an abbreviation. It stands for that old dick.
Toad.
So tell us about your podcast, Todd. What happens on the Todd Glass podcast?
You know, it's weird. I never really explain it. If I had to, I guess I try to, it doesn't happen. You don't think about it when you're starting it, but I try to make like this playground where people can come in and definitely not feel like they're in the real world. Like the minute, wherever it's been, it was once somewhere else. Now it's behind my house. And just when the doors close that you just feel like sort of like not Disneyland in the sense of what they're trying to create, but they don't think of the real world, you know, just this is like this silly, fun, safe place. And through lighting and through music and the chair that they're sitting in. And so and just silly. Were you really asking me or did you don't care?
No, I really am because I feel like it's kind of a anything can happen. It's just whatever you and your guests are, you know, feeling and just basically like a hang with you. But yeah, also sometimes people like to have like a, you know, well, but what is it? What's the, you know, how do you describe it?
You know, in the early days of the podcast, I used to say this a lot because we would be being really silly. I mean, I'm a bit, I love bits. I mean, just can't get enough of bits. And you have a sound person there that is willing to orchestrate your bits with sounds, which I think people know what the word theater of the mind is. They think they know it. They say they know it. And if you ask them to write a few sentences describing what theater of the mind is, they could all do it, but they don't know what it means. And theater of the mind, there's no bigger budget. No movie ever in the history of the planet has had the budget of Theater of the Mind. Theater of the Mind, if 35,000 helicopters come over the horizon, that's a sound effect away from happening. So that's definitely one element. As we're doing bits, right now we have a comedian, his name is Max Beasley, and he does the drops. Oh, yeah. And I love, he's very funny, that's and he great. Just started. Do you know Max?
Yeah, yeah, he's fantastic.
He is. He's really funny. He's from Denver, and he just started doing the board. And it's great to have a comedian behind the board. So you're doing bits, and then someone's just waiting there to orchestrate it with some sound effects if necessary. And so it's the bits. But sometimes we'll be doing a bit, and we'll be being really silly.
Doug, quit it, Doug.
And then we'll start talking serious. And when I first started doing the podcast, like, the guests would apologize. They'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I got all serious. And I would always go, no, when we're sitting at our house or around wherever we're hanging out and we're being silly and then something serious comes up, nobody apologizes. It just let it take its course. But mostly I really do like the guests to feel safe and never judged, and just to be as silly as we possibly can or as serious as we possibly can. And I just made the studio, I mean, like, crazy COVID friendly. I mean, I put up, without getting boring, you know, it's in, probably was an old carriage house back when the house was originally built, but someone changed it into a garage. So picture of a 2-car garage and split it right down the middle with plexiglass floor to ceiling, and then took one half and split it again. And one half is Max Beasley, and the other two pods are me and the guest. Both have a separate sliding door to outside. There's a HEPA filter in each one. It is absurdly safe. And once the lights go out, we did our first one back there last week, the walls go away and you put your headphones on. So I'm like excited to be able to do the podcast again in the studio. And it cost me a little bit of money, but it's so worth it to because it might be another year before, it might be a while before people are comfortable at least going into a small room like that.
Right.
Yeah. But even once, even once people do get comfortable, if there is, widely distributed vaccine and people are, able to gather, it still sounds like just a cool setup. Like, it still seems like it wouldn't be, it wouldn't make you feel like you're in a COVID situation. It would just feel like, because I feel like before this happened, before COVID became a thing, I feel people were being too risky with passing the flu around.
Sure.
I like the fact that, people are being discouraged from like touching hands so much. And
they're through, obviously, through a lot of heartache for a lot of people. Neither of us are writing that off, but a lot of us have talked about there will be things that it's like the microphone at a comedy club. Like, I promise you, I will not be the comedian. Look, there's going to be a gray area where we have the vaccine, then my walls stay up in the podcast studio. There absolutely will be a day when those walls come down, and I hope it happens. But there'll be certain things, like, I am never using someone else's microphone at a comedy club again. Yeah. We shouldn't have been doing that anyway.
Yeah, you're especially not going to do the bit where you put the whole microphone in your mouth.
Oh, that I stopped doing. How fucking gross was that, Doug? Now that I think about that.
Oh, yeah. People used to do all sorts of stuff with the microphone that I'm just like, why was that happening?
I took a microphone cap off once because it dented. And, I just smelled it. And after that, I went, oh, my God. It made me start to barf a little. Oh. But with the podcast, every single week I go in there with isopropyl alcohol, wipe the microphone lid off, wipe the cord, wipe the chair down, just to be incredibly, and then no one goes in there for a week. So once one guest does it, it's cleaned and it waits for the next guest. So, but the micro, in all the years of doing stand-up, I only saw one person clean the microphone, and that was at the, what's that place over in Silver Lake that Neil Hamburger does his show at a lot?
Oh, yeah. I think it closed.
Satellite.
Yeah. Satellite. And I saw their tech guy with something even stronger than isopropyl alcohol. He took out a rag, and when everything was set up, he wiped every microphone. I went, I have never seen that in my career. So I said, I appreciate your attention to detail.
Yeah. I've seen comics do it as a joke, like they'll, you know, bring a napkin on stage or something.
But that doesn't do anything, a napkin. It's like, that was the joke. Hey, isn't he a great guy, folks? Don't you love him? Well, I'll tell you what, he's great. And then they wipe the mic with a napkin. That was funny when the first comedian did it, no doubt about it. But then afterwards.
Yeah, I think the first time that was done, it was on a in a cave drawing. when was the last have you performed in any of these outdoor shows or, you know, parking lot shows or anything like that, Todd?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I was saying the other day to a friend, I feel like there were more outdoor shows when there wasn't COVID. And I have not, if one is incredibly safe, I want to do it, but I will. So I haven't done any yet. I've done a lot of Zoom shows, but you know what? I will say this. We talked about this already. Yeah, I was saying that I have been using the opportunity to perform, even if you don't want to do Zoom shows. I've been telling all my comedian friends, even if you don't want to do a Zoom show, hang a black sheet in your house, go in front of it and do 2 minutes of stand-up or 3 minutes and just put it on Twitter, put it on. You can keep you're a little sharp. It's not the same, but it's better than nothing. And I'm still surprised how many comedians, I don't think they're thinking it through. That's why I get it. I'm thinking it through, which makes it sound absurd. But if you think it through, there is no way doing just shows where you record it and put it right on Twitter or Instagram or join a Zoom show. There's no way that won't return you to stand-up comedy sharper. If you're a boxer and you don't have a boxing bag, well, you can't fight another person. You're not a fucking boxer. All your excuses. Well, the bag isn't the same as a human and the bag doesn't move and it doesn't, but it's something.
Yeah, you got to punch something.
You got to do stand-up. And that's why I like saying, even if you don't want to join a Zoom show, then just turn on the camera for 3 minutes, do stand-up, and then just tweet it, Instagram it, do whatever you want with it, you know? But it does help to stand up, hold the microphone, even if it's not connected to anything, and keep yourself sharp. And also, like we said before, do stand-up with your podcast instincts. We should be having a ball because 10 years from now or 5 years from now, we're all going to look back and go, God, remember that period where you really couldn't read the room because you couldn't? You didn't. So in other words, you didn't have to. That should be a little bit fun. Like, you don't have to read the room. You know what funny is. Just go do it. And I bet your stand-up ends up better for it.
Right.
That makes sense. I'm going to do it again this Sunday, a show where they put up a stage out in the parking lot at the Magic Castle here in LA, and they give each comic their own separate microphone that's been cleaned. They, you know, none of the staff or the crew comes, you know, close to you, and all the audience is, you know, in their cars, and, it feels very safe, and it's fun to do.
I heard that's the one I constantly hear is really fun, and then I get insecure because I'm like, why haven't I been invited to it yet?
Well, that's why I'm also driving at. I will happily tell them that you would do it. You know, if it sounds like something you'd like to do.
Oh, I would love to do any outdoor show that has the rep for being safe. I'm in. I'm just trying to do as much stand up as I possibly can. I did a lot of things on the internet. Scott Moran did them, and he comes by and he just like would stay like 20 feet from my house. As far away, he has a, you know, good camera, and he would drop off, like, he would give me a disinfected lav mic and I'd put it on myself. And I loved it. I had just like when I went up at a comedy club, I had a piece of paper with my notes, and I didn't think it was that awkward to do without an audience. And don't get me wrong, like, I can't wait to perform in front of audiences again, of course. But I know what funny is. I do a podcast. We all know what funny is. Just commit, and you'll find out you're getting positive feedback through other ways, like, you know, an email or a tweet, or, hey, I got a tweet the other day from a comedian friend, Blake Wexler. He's like, hey, I saw that bit, and he pointed out something he liked about it. You'll get feedback. And it won't be the same as stand-up for live audiences. If you're looking for it to be as good as a live audience, it's not going to fucking happen. But you can get – it can do something good for you.
I've just been yelling jokes at the coyotes in the ravine down here. It seems to help.
So once again, I'll be there Sunday night, and it's called – if you look it up on the internet, the show is called Magic Asphalt –
at the Magic Castle, and come out and see me.
Hey, Doug, can I plug something real quick?
Yeah, well, that's where we're winding into the plug section now. So what do you got?
So, I mean, obviously anybody could tune in for this, but I've done this a few times. I like to do it directly for one club. It just feels personal. I mentioned them on stage, but again, anybody could tune in. But on December 4th, I'm doing a show for the Arcade Comedy Theater in Pittsburgh on December 4th at 6 o'clock California time. You know, 6 o'clock California time. And I'm just doing an hour show, and it's just going to be for the Arcade Comedy Theater, you know, just so I can, you know, I had a great time when I was there. And so there you go. And I do an hour. I have a teeny little band in my studio with two people, you know, and I commit and I love it. And I'm really looking forward to it.
December 4th, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Exactly. The Arcade Comedy Theater in Pittsburgh, just this awesome, ridiculously cool black box theater. And I was there in January and had a really good time. And I was like, a few weeks ago, we're like, why don't we just, I'll do a show just for you, you know? But I keep telling them, advertise it, put the picture of me on a stage. You need to say from a real stage right into your real living room, because people are so programmed now that the majority of the time when they tune in to see stand-up, there's an air conditioner behind someone, a refrigerator. Like, let them know I'm going to commit to this. You know, I'm going to do a real show. If you sit down in your house and you turn out the lights, you're going to feel pretty fucking close to what it feels like to be at a stand-up club.
A standy club.
A standy club.
And Doug Mellard, you've got your album's almost here.
It's here tonight at midnight. I guess.
Tonight.
The podcast comes out. By the time this is out, Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with a Vengeance should be out. November 20th, tomorrow, tonight, whatever.
Yeah, turn this off and go get that album. After can't believe they listen to so much of this without getting the album.
Check it out after you listen.
What should we call this episode? We always give it a some sort of Doug title, some sort of pun or something. I was thinking maybe not really a pun, but what if we called it Doug's Not Dicks with Todd Glass?
Love it.
All right.
Oh, never mind.
What do you got?
It was just so stupid. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but puns. There used to be there's a meat company in Culver City, and on the trucks it says you can't beat our meat. I'm like, do they mind a masturbation joke like about their food, or do they not even know that that's what that means? But anyway, that's for another show.
Does Whack Whack work there too?
I really think they do think that they're being funny when they say that.
Probably, yeah.
But it's a gross thing. We jerk off on the meat we're going to sell you.
Yeah, get it. Jerking enjoy off. It. Eat it. Our food.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, we did it. This is the 18th episode. We're hoping to make it to 20. And thank you to our guest, Todd Glass.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug. Doug one, Doug two. I'll throw a little love Ryan's way, and I always love hanging out with you. It's
great talking to you. I can't wait to come to your house and sit behind the glass and talk to Todd Glass.
All right, great.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye, guys.
As always, Doug's not dicks.
Got it.